Come on. Come on. Get some. Who's that fucker? Yeah, come on. Come on. Nice. Nice. Promotion. Rank 34. Oh, UAV. Damn. He's on a tear. Oh. Xbox. Mute. Mute. Damn. All right. Welcome to another episode of Keep It 100. Thank you very much for all the comments and the subs and everything on the last video. And there were a couple of people who were whining and complaining. And at first I felt badly. I was like, well, geez, why do they have to whine and complain like that? Until I realized that some people just like to whine and complain. And for them, it's a form of attention. So even to those of you that whined and complained and bitched on the last video, thank you very much. I appreciate that. At least it shows you were thinking about me, which is a lot more than I get some days. Anyway, the name of this video is called She May Get Pregnant by Accident, But You'll Keep the Baby on Purpose. Now, I've said this before, and usually I get called all kinds of names. And it's because people really don't like to hear it. And women especially don't like to hear it. And the reason they don't like to hear it is that you have to understand that women love plausible deniability like a crackhead loves crack, okay? They love plausible deniability. They love being able to say, I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I didn't mean to do that. They love plausible deniability. Okay, so basically today, here's the way I look at it and the way I break it down for you, okay? And the reason I say she may get pregnant by quote-unquote accident, but she's keeping the baby on purpose is because once a woman gets pregnant, she's got so many fucking options, it's ridiculous. She's got more options than some of y'all have underwear, all right? Once a woman gets pregnant, she's got the morning after pill. She's got abortion. She could put the baby up for adoption. She can abandon the baby. She can have the baby. And sometimes she can even throw the baby in a river. The baby will die. She'll go to court, cry a bunch of crocodile tears, say it was postpartum depression, and she didn't mean to do it, and she'll get off scot-free. Women have all kinds of fucking options. So any baby that is born today is a baby that a woman wanted to have. All right. Now, the exception to the accident clause is really just really young women. I mean, women that have no business fucking around and having babies anyway, which is part of the point of being young, I guess. Right. So if a woman is like 15 years old, 16 years old, and she gets pregnant, but that's not even a woman, that's a girl. All right. You're young, you fuck up, you're making mistakes. All right, but there is no way on God's green earth, if a woman comes to me, she's 36 years old, she got a condo, she got a degree, she got a master's degree, she got a decent job, she got a nice whip, she got all kinds of shit, she's been able to get pregnant for the last 20 fucking years, hasn't done it, comes to me and says, I got pregnant by accident, that is some complete fucking bullshit. It's absolute horseshit. And especially if she has all that shit and she's not married, she doesn't have a regular man, and she comes saying, I got pregnant by accident. Listen, don't fall for that bullshit. That is a straight up lie. That is some plausible deniability right there. Okay? And they'll hit you with all kinds of shit. I don't know what happened to my pill. The pill must not have worked. It didn't work right. Something went wrong. He tricked me. He got me pregnant. Okay, now that's some bullshit right there too. Okay, he got me pregnant. At this point, it's almost a null statement. You can ignore it. Because the fact that a woman has so many fucking options once she gets pregnant, it doesn't matter. because she got all the fucking options, okay? So don't buy that bullshit. Now, if you're trying not to have kids, there's some shit that you have to do in order to avoid having children, okay? The first thing you have to recognize is that nobody gives a fuck what the man wants, meaning you, if you're the man. Nobody gives a fuck. And furthermore, you have to understand some more that women don't have to give one solid rat fuck at all what the fuck you want, because the ball is totally, absolutely in her court. She can take it to the paint any fucking time she wants. Basically, once your spunk leaves your nuts, leaves the tip of your dick, it's all over for you. Now, some of you might be like, well, you know, that doesn't make any sense. But listen, there were two doctors, a man and a woman. They were fucking around in the States, right? The guy wanted to end it. The woman wanted to keep it going. So as it happened, they went to court for child support. And the guy stood in front of the judge and he said, Your Honor, I never had sex with this woman. It's not possible that she's pregnant with my baby. And the judge said to the woman, Is this correct? And the woman said, Yes, Your Honor, it is. So you know what this skeevy sideways woman did? She gave him a blowjob. And then she held the sperm in her mouth. And I guess she went into the bathroom and spit it into a cup or something like that. And then when the motherfucker left, she got a turkey baster, sucked the shit up, put it inside her, and she got pregnant. And you know what? That motherfucker had to pay child support. That's how little rights you have. You have so little rights that, in fact, you can find out that the baby isn't yours, and you still have to wind up playing fucking child support. Now, ain't that some shit? Right? That's how little rights you actually fucking have. You have to understand this. Now, I have to say something to the married guys. Well, the married guys, you're going to hit me with, well, we decided that we wanted to have a baby. Her and I agreed. Bullshit. And the reason it's bullshit is because you don't have any fucking rights in the situation. The decision is all hers. It's unilateral, meaning she makes the decision by herself. And you want to know how that's true? Basically, what happened is when you say we agreed to have a baby, that's bullshit. What happened is she decided that she was willing to have a baby with your funky ass. But I tell you what, let's say she get pregnant. She's been pregnant for 8 weeks. You come home, you say, baby, I lost my job. I sold the car. I'm actually a prostitute. And I've been smoking meth for the last 6 weeks. Now, remember, you agreed to have the baby. She'll run out, get a fucking abortion so fast, and come back and make your head spin. What the fuck does your agreement mean now? It means sweet fuck all. That's what the fuck it means. So when they tell you, well, you know, hubby and I agreed to have a baby, she's just telling you some shit that you don't wise up. So you don't realize what the fuck is going on. Okay? So, now, the other thing is, if you're trying to avoid, quote unquote, getting a girl pregnant, you do have some options. All right? You do have the option of oral sex. You do have the option of anal sex, bum sex, if you want to do that. You can blow your load on the carpet. You can blow it on the cat. You can blow it on the drapes. If you could catch a cat and actually hit the cat, well, hey, kudos. Good to you. That's some good aim, right? You can try to avoid vaginal sex altogether. The other thing you could do is get your own condoms. All right? Now, don't bother with latex condoms if you could help it, because one of the first things a woman will say if she doesn't want to use your particular condoms, it's just, I'm allergic to latex. You have to be able to pull out another set of condoms and say, listen, these condoms are not latex. All right? And in fact, get condoms that aren't lubricated, because the next thing she'll hit you with is, well, the spermicidal lube. I'm allergic to the spermicidal lube. You know, you got to whip out the dry condom with no lube and say, well, listen, baby, that's cool. I'll just spit on it. Then you're good to go. All right, that's the first thing that you could do. Now, I'm not going to advise using the pull-out method for you religious motherfuckers, and if you're religious, you really shouldn't be fucking anyway, right? Because the pull-out method, you got to think about who advises that, the Catholic Church. And what does the Catholic Church want? They want as many people in their congregation as possible. So they're not going to tell you some shit that works. They're going to tell you some shit that doesn't work. Because they have plausible deniability, because after all, you were the one doing the fucking. Now, I'm going to tell you the number one women to avoid. probably number one or two women to avoid if you're trying not to get a woman pregnant. First of all, you have to avoid single moms. Now, I understand Section 8 ladies who got a couple different kids by Ray Ray and Pookie again, right? If she gets pregnant, she's having the baby, because for her, the baby is just a fucking check. Okay, that's all it is. It's another check and it's some more fucking food stamps. All right, now I know some of them Section 8 hood rats, they can be cute, they got a fat ass, bim bam boom, titties, all the rest of that. They can look real good, but avoid those motherfuckers. So those are the first ones you got to avoid. The next ones you got to avoid is actually the chicks who are over like 35 years old and they got all this shit together, right? Meaning, they got the house, the car, the condo, the RRSP, or the 401ks. They got their shit in an absolute tight knot. Those chicks, because they're getting close to the wall, and the eggs are going to fall over dead, if she gets pregnant, she's keeping the goddamn baby. All right? And they'll drop hints. They'll drop hints. They'll, you know, the word baby will just kind of fall out of their mouth. And if you know him, you know what? You could pick a little rom-com with a little baby in it, some shit like that, and just check out her reaction. She's just like, if she just kind of stopped talking and just, you know, eyes buck out of her head and she's watching that shit, run from that woman. That woman is ready to have a fucking baby. Right away. Do not fucking deal with that shit. The next kind of woman who's going to want to have a baby is the one where you're trying to break up with the bitch because you know she's fucking halfway crazy. You just want to be left alone, go back, play your Xbox. Right? She may try to get pregnant to keep you in the motherfucking relationship. So, when you're going to end the relationship, do not go back and keep fucking the bitch. Don't do it. Once it's over, it's over. For me, when I have a breakup, you're out. You're gone. I'm like Black Ops, baby. I'm out. Seriously, your email goes in the trash. Your name's out of my cell phone. You're off of my Facebook. Whatever the fuck, if you got MySpace, well, I shouldn't have been fucking with you in the first place, but you're still on MySpace. I'm deleting you from that shit. Whatever the fuck. I have no more contact. And it's important to do this if some of you guys, if you had a bad time with the law, it's important for you to take this approach because you want to be able, if she's the kind of chick who likes to call the cops on dudes, well, then you need to be able to tell the judge. If she tries to say, well, I need a restraining order, this or that, you need to be able to present your cell phone, your email, everything else, and say, listen, Your Honor, I did not try to contact this woman in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. You need to be able to prove that. So if you're trying to break up and she keeps trying to fuck you, that woman is trying to have a baby. So do not fuck with that woman at all. At all, at all, at all, at all. Okay? Next kind of woman you want to avoid is a woman who's trying to stay in the goddamn country. And I know some exotic pussy, some strange pussy, some pussy from a far-off land. That shit is nice, you know. I know it sounds good. I know it sounds nice. You know, that sexy accent and everything. You know, I remember one girl, you know, I was fucking, it was hot, it was summertime, I was dripping. And she looked at me and she said, "Hey, Poppy, fuck me harder." And I jumped off the bitch. My dick was still pointing up at the ceiling. I said, "Look, baby, you cannot call me Poppy when we fucking, because that's a fucking sperm grenade, and that shit will go off. I mean, serious. Bam." Right? Had to stop fucking a bitch. Why? She wanted to stay in the country. I don't need that shit. Because I've seen what happens. You see the shit over and over and over. Before you know it, she gone crazy. She got the babies. A few years later, you're working your fucking ass off. You're paying for the rest of the fucking family to come over. If she get fed up, she going back to the old country. You never see your fucking kids again. All right? So you will want to avoid those women like the fucking plague. Avoid them, avoid them, avoid them. Now, the kind of women you do want to fuck if you don't want to have a baby, all right? If you could take the heat, you could fuck married women, okay? Married women don't want to fuck around like that if they get pregnant.
It's 5 o'clock.
Thank you, computer. They don't want to fuck around like that. The other thing you can do is pick women who are kind of slutty, all right? Now, they are cooperative, right? So that's good. Pick women who are kind of slutty or they're coming off of the tail end of a relationship. She just broke up with the boyfriend, but she's still kind of fucking him on the side, and she's fucking you. Well, if she gets pregnant, she's probably going to abort the baby because she doesn't want to fucking embarrass herself. She doesn't know who the fucking baby is. The other thing you could do is pick women who aren't like you. And what I mean by that, if you're white, start fucking black women. If you're black, start fucking Hispanic women. If you're Hispanic, start fucking Japanese women. Now, the reason I say that is that if they're fucking another dude on the side and she's fucking you, if she gets pregnant, guess what? I know she's going to fucking abort the baby, you know, because if she's fucking O'Reilly down the street with the red hair and the freckles and she's fucking me and she gets pregnant, she don't want to guess wrong. Imagine how bad this shit gonna look. She tell O'Reilly it's his baby. They at the hospital. He's all happy and shit. The baby come out looking like half, looking halfway like James Brown with a Jerry curl. It's my baby. Should never live that shit down, right? So that's why I'm gonna pick that kind of woman, because I need to give her a reason to get rid of that baby, because I don't want that baby. All right. So that about wraps it up. You just need to remember, man, when it comes to sex, you have no goddamn rights as a man. None. Absolutely none. And that there is no reason for a woman to have a child that she does not want in this day and age. So any woman over like 25 years old who tell you that she got pregnant by accident, it's a goddamn lie, and she's relying on a female crack version, the crack of plausible deniability. She loved that shit, because once your ass is roped in, there is nothing you can motherfucking do. All right? You got that shit? That's about all I got. And by the way, if there's something you want me to cover, let me know. I can't think of everything on my own. Let me know and hit me up, and I'll try to cover it for you. All right.